I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's time for us to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Randolph Childress, hoops legend at Wake Forest, now an analyst for ACC Network. Randolph, thanks for joining us again, man. We appreciate the time.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing better than the Maryland basketball program right now. Before we get into the Final Four, talk about the mess in College Park. Kevin Willard departs. He goes to Villanova. We obviously know all the drama that surrounded that during the NCAA tournament. All of the Crab Five are departing. They're either in the portal, have used up their eligibility, or are heading to the NBA in Derek Queen's instance. Talk about how Maryland tries to rebuild this thing on the fly, and who do you think's in line to be the next head coach?
Wow. It was all good a week ago, right? I mean, we talked about a team going to Sweet 16. It's a mess. There's just no other way to describe it. And, you guys know more than everyone knows the story with Evans heading to SMU. Mm-hmm. You knew this was coming. I'll say this, whether you didn't want him, if you didn't want Willard back, then you should have had an idea of where you were going and getting ahead of this and having some communication with someone else. Mm-hmm. I know the fans are upset with the coach and stuff like that with Willard, and those things happen. But as a university, you have to be ahead of this. You either was going to extend him or looking for his replacement. It's honestly how I feel.
How do you do it, though, with no AD?
Losing your AD and your head coach at the same time, that's tough.
No, it is. It is. But that's what you're paid to do, right? Mm-hmm. You guys got a show to do tomorrow. If you two walk off the set, somebody else, they're going to figure out, someone's going to host. They're going to get ahead of this and figure out a way. The show goes on. I mean, mm-hmm. I get it. But, again, you knew the AD was going to be – was the plan was to implement an AD? The timing of all this sucks, I mean, to be honest. Mm-hmm. What I will say is, in AD leaving, everybody's caught up in what Willard was saying, but it looks bad with Evans leaving and going to SMU and then Willard leaving. It's a bad look for Maryland University athletics, period.
Yeah.
I don't care how you feel about it. You could be upset with Willard about it, but you're talking about an AD and a head coach leaving that was on at the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks bad. So however we feel about it, you got to take a second and think of, like, what's going on here at University of Maryland? Like, are we not, we don't have the resources. It just, for a school that you guys love and support, I love it as well from afar, and it's home, but it's a bad look right now in College Park for whatever reason. And if we're going to talk about who, they're going to have to write a big check. And if they're unprepared to do that, then you know, it's what are we doing? I mean, what are you going to do? Then it's, to me, it's you go after a guy like Dwayne Simpkins or something, and then, you know, no coach in their right mind is going to take this job without an AD. That's just you know, no established successful coach, I'd say.
That's what I think.
Is going to do that. There's absolutely no way. That ain't going to happen. So all the rumors floating around and Nate Oakes was interested in his job, it's laughable.
What about Buzz Williams? Yeah, it sounds like he's, like, super interested.
Well, but Buzz is one of those guys, and let's be honest, Buzz is one of those guys that he's a grinder, man. Every 4 or 5 years, he's looking to move and go somewhere else. He grinds people, and so there may be some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But again, he didn't come up for a nickel on a dollar. I mean, he's pennies on a dollar. He's coming for – you're going to have to compensate that man. He's been incredibly successful, so
– yeah.
There could be some truth to that, but again, even someone like him to come to Maryland without an AD, you're going to have to give him a financial package that will make it difficult to rid of him when you do decide to hire an AD. So this is just the optics of all of this is just really, really bad right now for a program that had just got back to
where they needed to be
and national prominence to where we think the job is, because the perception of the job with the perception of the not even perception, the reality of the talent that comes out of that area every year, it's just the results are just not there.
Now, obviously, Maryland's in a kind of a horrific start-over spot, right? Losing your coach and your AD and all the players, but minus the coach and AD issue, ton of other universities gonna have the same problem, right? They're gonna lose all that. I mean, everyone goes in the portal now. You either go to the league, or you go in the portal when the season's over, right?
You don't know. That part is fine. That's the normal.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here on April 1st, and a portal opened up over a week ago.
Yeah.
You're not even close. You have to – first of all, you don't have anything established to even move forward. Like, we're sitting here on April 1st with no coach. You don't even have a team.
Yeah.
So you're falling further and further behind. Let's face it, Maryland basketball is going to suck next year. It's going to suck next year. You're behind because those to get a coach, he's no like I said, no established coach is going to come without an AD. And in order for him to do so, you're going to have to give him a financial package that, let's be honest, seems to be part of the problem why everybody left anyway.
Yeah. So well, let me ask you this, Randolph, and we took a lot of calls over the last week about this.
Yeah, and I did. I listened to you guys, and you guys were crushing Willard, man. I was laughing. I got to be honest with you guys, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think that the fans would have much of a problem with Willard leaving if he didn't say what he said. If he just said, look, I'm just not getting the support that I need to get my team to the Final Four, and I'm way behind these other teams in the Big Ten or the SEC, whatever. Villanova is going to offer me more support. I think Maryland fans would have been okay with that, and they would have blamed the school or the AD more than they did Willard. But the fact that Willard was saying, I haven't talked to my agent about it, I haven't talked to my wife, I mean, he just lied. His wife was in the hotel room in San Francisco. Of course they talked about it. I mean, we're not stupid. So I think he just, what he said and how he went about it is why most fans blamed Willard over the school.
I agree with you. I don't have any retort, anything to respond to that. But everyone does it. Mm-hmm. Everyone does it. That's just part of doing business. You're not gonna 90% of these jobs that are done were done while they were still coaching. And McNeese State, Will Wade going to NC State is just part. In today's time, this is how it's done.
Yeah,
everybody's talking, whether they admit it or not. Some of it, the information comes out. That's the way it's done now. Because even going back, to be honest with you guys, even with the firing of coaches, sometimes when coaches are under contracts, they fire a guy because, you know what, we're going to make a change, so let me go out here. And when that guy agrees, when you get a – I said this about Keats. I said this about Keats when Will Wade got the job. I said they fired Keats because they got their guy.
Uh-huh.
And their guy was Will – and their guy – agreed to it, and Will Wade had already agreed to the job well before this tournament stuff had started. That's why he was able to get out in front. So I don't fault you for it, but I do think that the changing of Villanova and everything else, until the ink is dry or until you get that verbal agreement that you're going to do it, Of course you're going to him and Ha and like all these guys are lying until it's actually done. I think that part of it is done. If I'm a Maryland fan, I would take that energy somewhere else and try to figure out, all right, how do we get to this point? Are we not? Because I think there's a disconnect in the reality of where Maryland is and the perception of where Maryland is.
Yeah. So before we get to the games this weekend, are you, if they do hire Buzz Williams, good hire?
Buzz can coach and he'll do a really good job. But again, he's a grinder. He's a different personality guy. Every 4 or 5 years, that's just what happens.
Yeah. He just bounces.
He's the type of guy. He's not whether he fits. No one, you know, it is what it is. And again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for having coached against him and, you know, competed against his teams. His teams play really hard. They have an identity. He does a great job, but he moves around quite a bit, and he's not leaving Texas A&M to come to Maryland for money. That's not the case. And even if it was, I just from an institution standpoint, they have a lot of resources there. So the question would be, why is he leaving there right now for a team that was successful as they have been all year long? So it would be a good hire. I think a guy like him or Mick Cronin, who is, you know, has bounced around, and a guy who took over a UCLA job that was kind of forgotten his past, had been a long time, and brought him back to tournament and relevancy and done a fairly good job. So guys like that would be guys I think you can take a fly at this point of their lives. And so we'll see what happens. I you hear so many rumors out there, but some of those stuff I just find it hard to believe.
I don't know what to believe until it actually happens.
Yes.
All right. So Saturday, first game is Florida Auburn. Obviously rematch from what Florida went into Auburn in the regular season and beat them. And, you know, Florida's comeback against Tech was unbelievable. Auburn had pretty much control of that game against Michigan State for the most part. Got a little scare there with Jonai with the injury. That looked bad. All right, before we talk about Houston Duke, give me your thoughts on Florida Auburn.
I think it's Florida. I thought it was before, even when Jonai Brown was healthy and with Jonai Brown being compromised a little bit. Even that game got a little shaky when he went down. I just think Florida's as a completed team, hit them and Duke are really, really good teams. And I think Florida comes out and plays in the national championship game.
Yeah, I mean, that comeback was incredible.
Unreal.
And, like, the shots Clayton was hitting, I mean, they weren't easy shots. It's not like they were open looks. He was coming off a screen, a guy in his face, and just draining him.
He has been the guy. I said this before. I had him in the first game of the year, and I have been screaming he was an All-American all year long. He was this guy. I was telling my friends that were scouts and everything, like, hey, this is a guy. He's not on draft boards. He's a good player. You need to bring him in. Mm-hmm. Some camp invites or second round or something like that. He's been really, really good. It's been fun to watch his growth. And, man, he is as calm and collected in the moment when it matters most. And he hit some daggers to get them back and then keep them ahead to win that game. So he's everything I thought he was from watching him. It's just been fun to see his development from Iona and his growth at Florida. And they're in the Final Four now against a familiar foe. But I think Florida prevails in the matchup.
We're joined by Randolph Childress, hoops analyst for ACC Network. So Houston just ran a clinic on Tennessee. In that game, 28% from the field, 17% shooting from three-point land. I mean, they were buried at halftime when they scored 15 points. Can Duke be much more effective against if Houston plays that way against Duke? Are we going to see a similar result?
No, mm-mm. Not against Duke. Tennessee struggled to score anyway. I thought that was a perfect matchup for Houston because you take away Gainey, you take away Lanier. They're going to struggle. Tennessee doesn't get any scoring from their frontline guys. They're 4-5. They don't get any production anyway from those guys. They're just the way their team is constructed. They struggle to score. Houston was a better version of Tennessee with a better offensive player in their guard production. Zakai Ziegler, their starting point guard, doesn't score a lot. So three of their starting five guys are not really scorers against an elite defensive team like Houston was going to make it difficult for them. Duke can attack you in so many different ways. The problem I think that Houston's going to have is scoring against Duke. Mm-hmm. Because I've said this before, throw away the numbers. Duke individually, they defend and play really hard as well. I think it'll be a really good matchup. But I like the depth and the overall shooting ability and talent of Duke. I just think Duke scores enough offensively to beat them. People don't take for granted the positional size. The Duke is massive.
They're so big.
And yep. Their smallest guard is 6'5", and they have so there won't be. Houston won't physically be able to overpower those guys. I love their experience, but this Duke team is, six five. You know, you look at a guy like Cyan James. He's a tight end playing point guard for those guys. You're not physically bullying him, and we know about Cooper Flagg and what their front line is, Malawash, and they're healthy now at the right time, and they're playing their best basketball. I don't know how Houston scores enough points to beat Duke, to be honest. It's my concern for Houston, and I'm a big Calvin Sampson fan. I would be, you know, from our heart, I'm cheering for Houston.
Yeah,
but I just think Duke will be a little too much for him.
Right. Yeah, because you can't root for Duke being a Wake guy.
No, exactly. It's just something in me. I got too many friends that went there. My mind says they're going to win, but my heart is cheering for Houston.
Do you wish you were? I know you were an assistant for years, maybe 10 years at Wake, something like that.
Yes.
Do you like looking back on it? Do you wish you were a head coach now? Dealing with all the stuff that these guys have to deal with.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I love TV.
Yeah.
I love ESPN. I love TV. It's. I'm sitting here now. I got the Capital City Go-Go G League game tonight, playoffs against the Maine Celtics. So I'm up in Portland, Maine, and I got the game tonight. If you have the resources to hire the right people around you to do it, and everybody's hearing these terms of GMs and everything else now,
mm-hmm.
It's boiling down to, do you have the resources or you don't?
Right.
And the mistake that so many schools, I think, have made is that, like, you know, trying to be a football school and trying to have resources. And that seems to be the problem we were talking about earlier about Maryland. And I'm not saying they're trying to be a football school or not, but they're when you lose an AD and a coach, when you're successful, that's alarming. And that's typically what happens in some of these situations. It's just resources. It's just like, how much money is needed to be, you know, so effective. So if you don't have one of these jobs and you're not in a portal, man, it's, you know, there's not a better time to be a Division I student athlete ever.
Right. Correct.
Because they got the best job in America right now because they can go play, be a free agent. They so much as stub a toe, you know, within 8 games, they can redshirt and then say, hey, you know what, I'm sitting out the whole year and I'll come back play next year. Like, there's nothing better than being a Division I athlete right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Randolph, can we do a little nostalgia with you real quick? Just for,
sure.
For people that don't know, you were a great college basketball player. Won the ACC championship, were the ACC player of the year. Take me kind of in the huddle. You guys are playing North Carolina, a team that was loaded with Rasheed Wallace and Jerry Stackhouse. Take me in the huddle before you hit the game winner.
Oh, wow. Coming out of that timeout, the game winner was, we still had time left. The great thing about that team and the great thing about the staff and everyone was just, everyone was okay with me taking a shot. So there really wasn't, it was just like, hey, what do you want? Is there a matchup? For me, it was just like, I preferred space. Just clear out, let me go one-on-one. And so that's what it was. It wasn't anything fancy. We just passed it around, and it was like, hey, give me the ball in the middle of the floor so I can see the double team coming. And we knew it was coming. We just didn't know off of who. And my mindset was, I'm going to attack whoever the double team is coming from. I'm going to attack that player. So Odom was unique in that way. I always loved picking the right coach is so vital to a person. And Odom was that way for me, in a sense of, it was when you did all that stuff, the defensive teams and all that, his mindset would be, hey, I got it. They can't guard you. Go at that guy. And then we'll make them adjust to you before we adjust to them. So that was kind of our mindset. And then in the end, we made the shot. They called timeout. And if anyone remembers that moment, I ended up laying on the floor. Yep. I was closing out to a shooter, and I didn't want to foul him. So I just ran at him and fell and trying to lean back, hoping he wouldn't draw a foul on me. So I think of those moments in those offices when I'm calling games, or how people are feeling, it translates. But I think for me, it was always, it's kind of how we were talking about just a second ago with Florida and Walter Clayton. It's just, there's a calmness about, you can see that in a player when you're calm in those moments and those shots that you take. And that's how I felt in moments like that. And you can see that when you see it in other guys.
It's a great memory, buddy.
Yeah, really, Randolph, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy New England. Enjoy Maine. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
We'll talk soon, man.
You guys are crushing it, man. Always a pleasure.
All thanks, right, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right,
that's
guys.
Randolph Childress, stud from Wake Forest. He's now a hoops analyst for ACC Network. Local guy through and through. We're the Jux. We'll be right back.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.